Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I thought this would be my last community comment about Donald Trump, but boy was I wrong. I was not alone. Trump has support that was not evident to the media, the pundits, the pollsters, or the Nevada odds makers. It certainly wasn't evident to the Democratic leadership or the Republican establishment either. If you voted for him, congratulations. It feels good to back a winner. Trump motivated people who did not feel represented by the establishment, people who wanted a complete outsider to shake things up. Well, you got what you asked for. Trump is the first president in history who's not held a prior public office. Once again, we have a Democrat who won the popular vote, losing to a Republican who took the Electoral College vote. In her concession speech, Hillary said we owe President Trump an open mind and a chance to lead. In his victory speech, Trump said it's time for all of us to unite, and he invited people who opposed him to stay involved and work together. But work on what? He made a lot of campaign promises. He wants to double economic growth. That sounds good. He wants to lower taxes, lower the debt. That's good. He wants to dismantle Obamacare, but replace it with what? Health savings accounts? You got to be kidding me. Insurance costs and medical care costs have been climbing for a long time before the Affordable Care Act. He said he wants to imprison Hillary. Hopefully she gets a trial. He said he'd build a wall. Have you thought about the time and expense necessary for that? Probably take a tax increase, because no reasonable person thinks Mexico is going to pay for that. He wants to tackle immigration, but hasn't really described his plan other than mass deportation. He has control of all three branches of government now, so he will have an opportunity to make it so, and no one to blame if it doesn't work out. First Lady Melania Trump wants to address cyberbullying. That is so ironic, but she deserves support in that as well. It was hard for a lot of us to take Trump seriously based on the outrageous things that he said. Hopefully, the Trump that governs will be different from the Trump that campaigned. His comments tapped into rural, hardworking white citizens who've been ignored by the establishment. But Trump also tapped into some Americans' fear and hatred of foreigners. He appealed to bigots, earning endorsements from both the Klan and the American Nazi Party. Then there is his statements about women. He did all of this in a rude way that many voters found refreshing, telling it like it is. So that's half the voters. What about the other half? Well, it's up to us to tell it like it is as well. Speak up when there are examples of racism, white privilege, sexism, and bullying. Stick up for facts. Stick up for science. I was disappointed in the outcome of this election, but it proved again that American dream that anyone can grow up to be president. Someday, maybe even a woman. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.